Section 2. You will hear a speaker talking about a place called Quartztown. First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good afternoon. I'm James Harrison, and welcome to Your Hometown, the program where we explore a place near you. Today we're going to visit Quartztown, one of the busiest little towns in the country. Situated on top of the wild, remote southwest coast, Quartztown is set amongst stunning scenery with a backdrop of towering mountains and lush forests. Although it wasn't established before the 18th century, it's packed in a lot of action since then. Quartztown was first founded by gold miners who discovered the precious metal in the Rift River in 1860. At the height of the gold rush, Quartztown boasted a population of 26,000. In 1865, there were more than 100 pubs and just one library. Once the gold rush was over, the town settled into a quieter but just as prosperous era. In 1873, the railway reached Quartztown, connecting it to the capital city, Warrington. This development enabled the growth of agriculture in the gentle valleys of the coastal region in the 20th century. The main economic activities became forestry, farming, fishing, and coal mining. The Delmer Coal Mine is the largest open-cast mine in the country and provides employment to 32% of Quartztown's working-age population. The town experienced a decline in population in the last couple of decades of the 20th century, owing to developments in the traditional primary industries. For example, dairy farming has become less labor-intensive, with larger herd sizes and the greater mechanization of farming processes. This led to decline in the population numbers, with many young people moving away to pursue employment opportunities. However, there has been a dramatic reversal of the town's fortunes in the last two decades, with tourism and outdoor activities drawing huge number of tourists and thrill seekers into the area.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
Since 1994, Quartztown has hosted a midwinter festival which brings thousands of visitors to the town. Celebrating the longest night of the year, the midwinter festival kicks off with a colorful parade of vividly costumed characters. Music is provided by bands from the town's high school, the army base, and local musicians. Many local businesses sponsor floats in the parade, which usually feature themes relating to the district and its history. Interactive light displays are staged at various locations, with vibrant projections screened onto local buildings and monuments. And the night ends with a magnificent fireworks display designed by the world-famous pyrotechnician Waldo Emerson. The parade heralds 2 weeks of celebration. A skating rink is installed in the town's main square, and every night during the festival, parties will be held at the rink with music mixed by the internationally renowned DJ, Soulbass. The Quartztown Alpine Ski and Board Competition is run at the nearby Mount Davenport. Events include the giant slalom, downhill, and freestyle skiing. Also on the mountain is a Bikes on Snow event, where mountain bikers engage in a thrilling downhill race. The Long Neck Marathon, which attracts competitors from all around the globe, is staged in the stunning Long Neck Valley. All these competitions have been generously supported by international and local sponsors. For the less sports-minded, there is also a craft fair, a readers and writers event, which is usually attended by the year's Man Booker Prize winner, and concerts by the Warrington Symphony Orchestra. Visitors can also take either walking or horseback tours of the historical gold mining areas, and even try their hands at panning for gold. There's a lot going on. We are going to go now to the town's mayor, Maisie Bates, for her view of this year's Midwinter Festival.
That is the end of Section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 3.